Hello, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment for us all to stop and listen to God together. Isaiah chapter 57, verses 20 and 21. Those who still reject me are like the restless sea, which is never still but continually churns up mud and dirt. There is no peace for the wicked, says my God. It was Augustine of Hippo, who lived from 354 to 430 AD, in his famous Confessions, who observed, "Thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds its rest in thee." There is no doubt that Augustine was reflecting on his own life. He'd lived a promiscuous life before he became a Christian at the age of 31 and had lurched from one philosophy to another. He knew how tempestuous and unsatisfying life was when lived in his own way, and it was clearly a matter of joy and relief when, through the friendship of Bishop Ambrose, he found personal faith in Christ. A few days before writing this, we were in Devon as a family, watching the waves crashing against the beach. I've seen this a thousand times, but the enormous power of the sea struck me afresh. Everything got churned up by the angry waves. This, Isaiah declares, is exactly what it's like for those who rebel against God. They have chosen a life of restlessness. Sadly, they know no lasting peace. We're surrounded by advertisements which suggest the route to contentment and peace, and there are endless philosophies and religions that hold out the offer of harmony and contentment. But the reality is that though they may work for a short while, they can never offer lasting peace. Jesus offers peace to his followers, which springs from a relationship with him. Jesus said, "I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of heart and mind. And the peace I give you is a peace that the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." Whenever we feel a restlessness, we should always make sure that we turn our attention to Jesus and centre ourselves afresh on him. If we're willing to give up our restlessness and rest in him, we will find him to be the Prince of Peace. Let me pray with you. Forgive us, Lord, for those times when we've missed out on your peace and allowed the challenges and temptations of life to distract us and make us restless. We gladly receive your gift of peace. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you'll tune in each day to Be Still and Know here on Premier. Have a great day.